Welcome to the Heart of Dating podcast. Hey, it's Kate. I'm so glad you could join us this week as we try to untangle the ever so ambiguous world of dating as a Christian. Over here on Heart of Dating, we get real as we answer some tough questions and uncover transformative ways to approach Christian dating. Oh, and you better believe we have some laughs along the way, because last time I checked, the struggle is hashtag real. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get to the heart of the matter. What is up, everybody?
Hey.
Let's go.
Oh, let's go.
Hey, guys. This is the official trailer for season 9 of the Heart of Dating podcast, which is coming next week.
Woo!
Hey, we are on here, Kate and JJ. We want to share a few things with you because, guys, babe, a lot has changed. A lot has changed. What has changed, honey?
A lot has changed, honey.
You mop floors now. Wow.
And guys, I
mop. And you
mop.
Put the toilet seat down.
Tell her. Tell them, tell them what I do.
He mops. He cleans. He vacuums. He does the dishes. He makes food. You guys, if in case you didn't know, we just got married. That's the whole deal. That's why he does all these things, because he loves his wife
I
so.
I love my wife. I just posted about it today. I was like, God gives his hardest battles to his toughest soldiers.
Mm.
And my battles are mopping, cleaning, and making sure my wife is happy.
But here's the deal. We wanted to come on here and give you a little reflection of this last year, all the changes, and then what to expect in season 9 and in Heart of Dating overall moving forward, okay? So season 8, wild, you guys. We had 1.3 million downloads on the Heart of Dating podcast. So crazy. We have people from over 200 countries tuning in. It's absolutely wild. And this is also really cool. Babe, you and I, JJ and I, had 3 out of the 4 most successful episodes in Heart of Dating overall, ever.
Wow.
Of all time.
Wow.
Babe, what are those episodes?
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
If you guys have not listened to them, here they are. Number one, this is the number one most successful episode of all. Boundaries and Pace.
Yeah, so crazy.
That was a fun one. The second one was Types and Attraction. And then the third one, especially if you're new here and you want to learn, was
Our Story.
That's right.
So if you want to know how JJ and I met, how this all came to be, like with he and I, listen to that one. But another big piece of news, which I don't think we shared with you guys yet, but in June, JJ left his job after lots of prayer and talking, okay? JJ left his job, his full-time, well-paying job, and joined Heart of Dating as COO and president.
That's right. I walked out. I'm like, I'm out of here.
But it really was a huge act of faith as well, because he left his full-time job, well-paying job, a few months before our wedding, where we had a lot of bills to pay. But we really trusted God in the process, and which means we are here together to jointly serve this Heart of Dating community. And JJ, babe, I know you have a big heart, especially for our men, right?
Absolutely. I love serving the men. And I tell you guys, the highlight of my days and weeks, besides obviously being married to my wife now, is the DMs and the messages I get from men just saying, bro, thank you so much. And that is like the best thing in the world, because I'm a man who made a lot of mistakes and just needed to be shown the way. And that's exactly what I'm seeing with you dudes listening.
Yeah. So JJ has such a heart to serve the men and some operation stuff in Heart of Dating. And, you know, a lot of people have asked us, they're like, okay, so now you guys are married. So you're changing this podcast to be Heart of Marriage? And we are like, no,
no.
We are not. Truly, that is, we are like collectively, every time people say that, we're like, no, absolutely not. Like,
nope.
Truly, you got to remember, you guys, if you're new here or if you have been here as an OG, like, I started this podcast podcast coming up on 5 years ago in the wake of a giant heartbreak. And before I met JJ, I was dating for 18 years. Okay. And I dated all sorts of different kinds of guys, went through all sorts of different things. I've shared my story so many times here on the podcast, but my heart is for singles. My heart is to help singles. And just because we're married now, like, we plan to keep a heartbeat on the singles community throughout our marriage. Both JJ and I jointly feel called to continue to serve singles. And so just because we're married, it doesn't mean we graduated and we're like, bye guys, here, we'll pass you on to somebody else. No, we truly feel called to serve you guys. And we, like, I mean, some people are like, well, you don't get it now. I'm like, how do I not get it now? Like, I went through it for 18 years. I just got married.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
So, okay. So that's a little, those are some things. A few other things. Facebook. We have an epic Facebook community. This past year, it hit 10,000 people, 10,000 singles. And over the last month and a half, we've actually taken a sabbatical in that community to really rethink and revision and pray over, like, what we want to see for that community and how we want that community to thrive. And so we are rolling out a new vision for our Facebook community. Okay. So if you've never joined, come and join us. Facebook.com/heartofdating. You can request to join our Facebook community. Here's our new vision. Our Facebook group is specifically for single Christians 18 and older who want to meet and or do life together with other single Christians and are serious about dating healthily. Our primary mission is to be a place to connect you with other Christian singles, whether it be your new best friend or significant other, because yes, we have had marriages, through friendly and life-giving conversations. Now, there's going to be way more to come on how we plan to implement this vision even more in this Facebook community, but we are so excited for this new season of our Facebook community, and we really feel passionate about that group of people. Babe, want to tell them about the next thing that happened this year?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So in May, we launched a program and we went back to school with School of Dating. It was our 8-week mentorship program and it has been a massive hit.
It really has.
We would literally finish up sessions with that first class. Shout out to the alum.
Yeah.
And we would just be like, man, that was so special.
Yeah.
There's just no way that Kate and I on our own could muster up and see the transformation that happened over those 8 weeks. And so this is a super intensive program.
Yeah.
We just launched
the fall.
Yeah. And we sold out in 2 days.
Yeah.
And primarily, and if you guys are listening to this and you're interested, the wait list is the place to be.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to get first access and you're going to get our best price.
Yeah,
so to get on the wait list, yeah. What do you do again, honey?
You have to text waitlist to 214-225-7772. And just so you know, if you're thinking it's for you, it's 8 weeks. We meet twice a week for 2 hours. It's intensive. You get almost a 200-page workbook in essence. You get accountability, mentorship. Think of it as like 3 years of learning in less than 3 months, and you will actively be going on dates. So if you've never been on a date before and you are ready, this is going to help you do that. Like, JJ and I are going to hand walk you, as well as the small community that you're doing this in. And so it's not for everyone. I know not everyone can afford it either, but we really invest our time to help these students on a personal level.
Yeah. And we have people on the other side of the spectrum who've been on a lot of dates and they're just so sick and tired of dating in that way that they just were like, I refuse to be in the same place a year from now.
That's right.
In the way I date.
Yeah.
My favorite testimonial, one of our star students, her name was Sharon, said, through this class, I now truly believe there are not good, but great Christian men out there. I've been able to take the pressure off dating, keep the pace so I don't quit dating apps after a week and enjoy the process. I have been on some of the best dates I've ever been on from the comfort of my home. Who knew the effectiveness of opting for a FaceTime date rather than an in-person date for a first meeting. Not me until this class.
That was such an awesome testimonial from Sharon. She has been on so many dates. She really was the butterfly. We saw her transform in our class, and we just love our School of Dating students. Okay, one more thing. Actually, two more things. We also launched another program. It's more of a masterclass community. It's called the Singles Academy. That launched a few months after School of Dating. And what it is it's a community of singles doing life together and growing each month surrounding a specific theme. This month, we're going through self-hatred and insecurity. And every month kicks off with a masterclass that's either taught by JJ and I or a expert guest speaker. We've had Jamal Miller speak. We have some awesome speakers lined up. And we go through that together in community. So you'll meet in discussion groups. You will get to talk through it with people that are in the same boat as you. It's really like the virtual singles community that your church doesn't have. Think of it as like a singles ministry, but online with all of your best friends. We have affinity groups. We have community nights. We have meetups going on. There's so many things happening in the community. And we really pour a ton of our time to be intentional. And we talk to tons of the students as well. And it's really more community-based. And it's for those people who may not be ready to like fully transform their dating life yet. Maybe they're trying to heal a bit, process some more, meet some best friends. That's what TSA is for at the Singles Academy.
Yeah. Our man Travis, our handsome friend Travis down in Texas representing.
Yeah.
He said, anyone else in a very busy season of life that also finds himself wanting to spend way more time on here than they actually have. Seriously, this is the most wholesome online community I've ever been a part of. I never knew the feeling of MySpace on a Friday night in 2005 could be topped, but here we are.
That made me laugh.
I love that one.
I love it. Okay, last but not least, and then we're going to tell you about season 9. Hey guys, we have our Heart of Dating conference coming.
Hey.
If you've never been to a conference, you got to think about coming to a conference, okay? Either you're new here and never been to one, or you've just never come to a conference. It's really the heartbeat of our community where you get to meet others unlike ever before. It's wild. It's amazing. Come in person. So if you want to know where it is and who we're hosting it with, you can text the word sneak peek to 214-225-7772. And guess what? If you text sneak peek to that number, we're also going to let you know where it is and the dates. And then you are going to get first access to tickets at the lowest price that we're going to offer. Okay. You can tell we love this little texting situation.
I know,
we
it's
really
so nice.
Do. Okay. So it's sneak peek to 214-225-7772.
I have a dumb question.
What?
Can you just tell them how to spell peak? Because I always kind of confuse
peak.
Myself. Yeah.
P-E-A-K.
Okay. Wait, what? It's P-E-E-K.
What?
Oh, you spelled it wrong.
Okay, you know what? Whatever way you spell it, sneak peek, P-E-A-K or P-E-E-K, you can text either one to that number and you will get on our wait list. That is absolutely hysterical. Okay, now we want to tell you about season 9. Okay, some awesome things starting next week, season 9 of Heart of Dating. Here's what you can expect. Here's our vision. First and foremost, we have JJ now officially as our co-host of Heart of Dating. Last season was your test run, baby. And guess what? You passed the test.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. Well, I think I'll keep you.
Well, you know, I'm COO now, so I choose to accept myself and put me in the program.
Oh my gosh, you can't do that. I'm still CEO, babe.
Oh yeah, and well, you she loves to remind me, hey, who's the CEO?
Anyway, we're so excited. Here are some other things you can expect. We're going to be doing shorter episodes on hotter, more specific dating topics. Why are we choosing to do this? Well, we have covered a lot of ground over the last 8 seasons of Heart of Dating. I have done a lot of long episodes and interviewed a lot of amazing people. Like some of those episodes have been over an hour and you guys are champs for listening to all of them. And now what we want to do is we want to get into even more nitty gritty, smaller, nuanced questions and topics that you have. That way, you know, you can come to the podcast. You're like, what does Kate and JJ think about friendationships? And it's a shorter episode that really hones in on that specific nitty gritty topic. Okay. So we want to really do this to really help you more specifically. Some of the topics we're going to cover are, babe, tell them.
We're going to cover topics like never been kissed, or one of my favorite ones, a prayer that changed our life and singleness.
Yep.
Another great one that's going to be really, really fun and interesting, how to tell if they are a narcissist.
Yeah. And I think we're also going to talk about, what about guy and girl friendships? You know, what about that? So we're going to do smaller, more specific topics. We're going to frequently ask you guys what topics you want us to cover, because that's what we care about. And that's what you're going to see here this season. And then drum roll, please. We have another surprise. JJ is going to be launching men-specific mini-sodes on Fridays for the dudes.
Go!
JJ, what is your vision for this men's series?
I am so serious when I say this. We have men in the Heart of Dating community.
Yeah.
And men who are not in it yet, who are hungry for growth. They are hungry to be not good Christian men, who are on mission. They want to be great Christian men who are on mission, and they want to be great future husbands. So I basically said, you know what? Let's start doing Friday minisodes for the men. And everything I say on those podcasts and those minisodes is not going to be saying, hey, I figured it out, listen to me. It's going to be like, hey, one, I messed up a lot. Here's what I did wrong. And here is, if I could go back in time as a single, what I would do.
Yeah.
So you guys don't have to make that mistake. And then two, I will be saying, hey, listen, I don't meet the bar every day.
Yeah.
In fact, I fail every day. But as men, me and you together, here is what we're going to do to raise the bar as men.
That's right, babe.
How was that?
Wait, I can't wait for you to serve these guys. We have been, I can't tell you guys how much we wanted to serve more men, single men. And I'm just so thankful that God put it on JJ's heart to want to do this. And it's going to be so fun.
It's going
to
be awesome.
So we're going to get those minisodes out. So babe, I can't wait for season 9.
I know. We're going to have a bunch of men running around in raccoon t-shirts, lion t-shirts.
Wow.
Wildlife Fridays is going to be popping.
Oh my God. All right. Well, we can't wait to see you guys. Thank you for being here. We are so thrilled, truly thrilled and honored to be able to serve you. And we just have such a heart for singles, because we, guys, I've been single so, so, so long in my life. And I just love you. I have such a heart. And it was just literally a few months ago that I was still an unmarried woman. And so we have such a heart to continue to serve you guys. And we can't wait for what's in store for this next season.
Oh, yeah. Guys, season 9 is going to be epic. It really is. So buckle up. Send it to all your friends. It's going to get crazy up in here, okay?
Next week, we'll see you then.
Let's go.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.